Hello there, I'm Paige Estrotori, serving you the latest financial industry news on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's kick this off on a historic note. Australia witnessed a major market rally, with the Australian Securities Exchange 200 Index surging past the 9,000 point, the first in its timeline. Closing at a substantial 9,009.10, the ASX rode high on all sectors' support. Our performer of the day is Super Retail Group, experiencing a hearty rise of over 12% thanks to a favorable earnings report. Equally impressive was Brambles, jumping over 13% on the back of increased profits and a hefty share buyback worth $622 million. Slightly less enthusiastic was the Commonwealth Bank, with only a 0.81% increment, while James Hardie dipped over 9%. Despite growth in the market, the Australian dollar faced strain, trading at 64.23 US cents. Analyst Kyle Rada deemed the session a milestone, though reporting season outcomes were mixed. Switching gear to tax concerns, Treasurer Jim Chalmers intends to balance the scale of intergenerational equity. In an economic assembly, Chalmers hinted at reducing superannuation tax breaks for wealthy retirees. It's all about funding tax cuts for working Australians, specifically targeting those carrying multi-million dollar superannuation balances. Corporate tax rate may also get a possible hit, with smaller businesses potentially facing a cut to 20%. In his conversation with ABC's 7:30, Chalmers emphasized creating a fair and sustainable tax framework for future generations. As the tax reform discussions continue, the target remains firm on systemic issues and intergenerational equity. Turning overseas, the Australian dollar is buckling under pressure, courtesy of the uncertainty that surrounds the Federal Reserve's interest rate decisions and U.S. economic growth. Global factors, like the steady Chinese currency and mixed market performance of commodities, are adding stress to the Australian dollar. The potential fallout? A rise in import costs and consequent inflation impacts, although exporters might benefit from a competitive edge in currency. Our final story today takes us to a dispute that of a man, his ex-wife, and a car insurance payout of $55,950. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, denied the man's claim after his ex-wife, the policyholder, instructed insurer IAG to blockade the payout. Despite AFCA's ruling in favor of IAG, the body criticized the insurer for downplaying the need to identify the rightful recipient. It tells us one thing: clear communication in shared insurance policies cannot be overstated. Well, that wraps it up for today's update in the world of finance, superannuation, and all other things money. Remember, for all your financial service needs, Financial Services Online has got you covered. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au to discover more. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off. Stay tuned for more news tomorrow. Same place, same channel.